Do you suffer with chronic pain? Are you taking risky over-the-counter or prescription anti-inflammatory drugs? This is Dr. Ronald Hoppe with a better natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposomes and nanotechnology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. Sourced and manufactured in the United States, this product contains 1,600 milligrams of curcumin and powerful antioxidant properties. This plant-based curcumin is used to possibly reduce inflammation, block proteins that trigger swelling, and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I'm with Layla Mutin, who is our nutritionist in residence. And we're answering your questions. Thanks for sending questions. Radioprogram@AOL.com is the destination for questions. We'd love to keep getting more, so keep sending them. And what do we have now?
Okay, we've got an email from Cheryl. Hi, I love your show. Thank you to the both of you. I am wondering, I take niacin 500 milligrams non-flushing about four times a week because I don't want to take a statin.
Okay, well, number one. Let's examine that strategy.
Yeah.
Niacin is unique as a supplement in that it lowers cholesterol,
mm-hmm.
and it mm-hmm. generally raises HDL.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very promising agent for fixing your cholesterol problem.
Yeah.
It does. It will fix your cholesterol problem.
Yeah.
However, it is gone a little bit into disrepute.
Yes.
After some studies have shown that while niacin lowers cholesterol and raises HDL,
mm-hmm.
it does not significantly lower the risk of heart attack.
Huh.
So
interesting.
What that suggests is that statins, which lower cholesterol, may work through another pathway to lower heart attacks,
yeah.
which is they have an anti-inflammatory yeah. effect. So merely lowering cholesterol is not, while it looks better on a lab test, it may not be that consequential in terms of your cardiovascular
right.
endpoints, which are, you know, cardiac events, need for a bypass, or
yeah.
cardiac death.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fallen by the wayside. And, you know, niacin.
We also have to watch liver function.
Oh, liver function.
When you
sure.
take that much niacin.
Yes, yes.
Liver function tests are important.
And one of the reasons why it may be so effective at lowering cholesterol is that it impairs liver function.
Yeah, which makes 80% of the cholesterol we need.
People who have really bad liver problems, they have like a very low cholesterol.
Yeah.
You know, people with cirrhosis of the liver.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, is that so salutary? Is
right.
that it?
And there are better markers for indicating cardiovascular disease, chance of heart attack, lipoprotein little a, oxidized LDL or pattern B,
mm-hmm.
LDL,
mm-hmm.
HSC-reactive protein, high sensitivity C-reactive protein.
Which niacin doesn't
protein.
Do so much for. Now, yeah. I'm not saying that niacin is worthless. I just have to say and most of my integrative colleagues are moving away from niacin.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Cheryl's question is, she's taking the 500 milligram niacin four times a week, but recently she's been taking nicotinamide riboside, and she's wondering, should she now lower the dosage on the niacin?
They're both vitamin B3.
Yeah.
But they're different types of
they
B3.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. So, Cheryl, first of all, get your liver function test regularly. I would say at least twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
If you're taking this much niacin,
mm-hmm.
minimum twice a year. And get that checked out. Check out.
And the flushing is uncomfortable.
Yeah, the flushing is uncomfortable. Yeah, it's a non-flushing.
Well, not here's,
but,
here's
yeah,
the thing.
But nicotinamide riboside doesn't really.
But non-flush do is a misnomer,
hmm.
because if it really is, if it's, it could be the inositol. What is it? Nicotine inositol. That is worthless for lowering cholesterol.
Okay.
And I've inveighed against it for 30 years. I just think it's a hype.
Okay.
It is really non-flush. The kind that's
can work is a wax matrix that is a slow release, could be make it render it non-flush.
Okay.
But there's some that are marketed as non-flush, and they're a type of niacin that's it's hexinositol.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Just not efficacious.
All right.
That type of non-flush niacin. Right. It doesn't even lower cholesterol.
Nicotinamide riboside, on the other hand, is great for a host of things.
Oh, I saw a new one on it. Hmm. So there's this article about novel compound increases fertility in female mice.
Hmm.
And this is, you know, the article starts with, you know, aging female mice have experienced a decline in fertility. You know, the biological clock is ticking. Mm-hmm. And so many, you know, the implication is so many women now wait till they're in their 30s or 40s to start trying to have kids. And there's so much infertility.
Yeah.
So I'm reading earlier, you know, what is this novel compound? You know, eighth paragraph, nicotinamide riboside. It has some sort of rejuvenative effect on the ova, on the eggs.
Wow.
Very cool.
That's very cool.
So we can begin to consider it in the fertility programs of women. It's safe to take during pregnancy if you get pregnant. Wow, if that panned out for humans,
that would be great.
That would be amazing.
That would be great.
We work in a building where there's, you know, RMA, Reproductive Something Management of America. You know,
are they here?
When you go up in the elevator and people get out, you know.
Okay.
You know, these couples get out, you know.
Okay.
And, you know, that could be like something that they could give you.
Hey, nicotinamide riboside, right. You know,
we could do a seminar for them on that.
Yeah.
But
wow.
But assisted reproduction is such a big, big business these days because so much infertility.
Oh, my gosh. That is rampant.
Yeah. It could work on the sperm, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it works. It's mitochondrially active. So the sperm are basically little mitochondria with tails. They're full of mitochondria because they have to work really hard to, you know,
they have to do a lot of swimming.
Swimming up there, you know, it's like
swimming
a salmon
upstream.
Spawning, you know.
Yeah.
And then they die.
Okay. Yeah. It all comes down to the mitochondria. So many of our chronic conditions, and infertility has become one, in my estimation. We just see more and more of it. That's really very interesting.
Yep. Mm. Good point in which to pause, because we want to allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this vital message with you. Here goes.
This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, three stand out, which help support gastric health and offer digestive support. GI Guard AM, GI Guard PM, and Peppermint Oil GI. Numerous clinical studies have demonstrated that these products can help to support GI health and promote gastric comfort. They help maintain the integrity of the stomach lining and its proper immune responses to the typically harsh gastric environment. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. They are to whom we're indebted for supporting this podcast and making it a free resource to you. So support them, and they'll support you via this Intelligent Medicine podcast. Okay, what's next, Elena?
We have an email from Gary. Dr. Hoffman, I listen to your radio program when I can. It's the best.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah. My question is, what multivitamin do you recommend for me? I'm a 66-year-old male. 5'10", 245 pounds.
Okay, I'm 5'10", and I'm about 85 pounds south of that.
Wow. So 5'10", 245 is a little heavy for that height. Yes, a little.
That's a Met syndrome.
That's a metabolic syndrome.
Yeah.
Gary takes no medicine of any kind, very good blood pressure, gives blood regularly, 11 gallons and counting, he says. Wow, that's a lot, Gary.
Hopefully not all at once.
Yeah. Cholesterol is about 200. I work in construction. He's an electrician, and I feel good.
So he's a big, strong guy.
You're a big, strong guy.
Yeah.
All right. You probably have some good muscle on you. Right. I want to lose some weight, but I don't want a diet pill.
Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully, I will change my diet a little. Gary, what are you hoping for? You either do it or you don't. It's not a hope thing. You just do it, you know.
Right.
I guess I'm a little more tired at the end of the day. I guess I'm a little more tired at the end of the day than when I was younger. I'm proud I don't have any bad illnesses. However, I think a quality vitamin would be good for me.
Right.
At the very store least. Has so many to pick from.
At the very least.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what to try.
All right. So what do we think? You know, I use...
One without iron.
Right.
Because he's a guy and he's 66.
Sure. Perfect. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, you know, if he goes to FullScript, the one I recommend these days is Orthomolecular. It's...
Alpha-Base.
Alpha-Base.
Without iron.
Without iron.
And you have the option of choosing capsules or tablets.
Yeah, I'm not even sure that the tablets are still available because people were complaining they're a little big, so capsules...
They're a little big, they're hard to go down, but the capsules slide right down.
Twice daily for a big guy like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, what... I mean, I would want to know a little bit of what's going on with this guy. Is he insulin resistant?
Yeah.
You know, might he benefit from CM-CoR, which is a good thing for insulin resistance?
Mm-hmm.
It has a metformin-like effect on insulin resistance.
The fact that he works in construction, the fact that he's not behind a desk all day long...
That's good.
...tells us, you know, that's the reason he has good blood pressure at that weight.
If he retires, because he's nearing retirement
age,
he's going to be in trouble, you know, because he won't be doing as much physical work unless he starts going to the gym. The only excuse for being 5'10 and 245
is if you're an NFL linebacker.
If you're pumping iron, you could be.
You could do that.
You could be like a running back, right? A linebacker is a little small for that, but
a running back.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
There you go.
You know, he could maybe power through that line, you know, or tight end or something like that.
Yeah.
But
so Gary, do they call you Sparky because you're an electrician? that's a joke. That's an ongoing joke in the construction industry, I guess. But yeah. So yeah, alpha base without iron, definitely. But yeah, Gary, examine how you're eating and doing all that, and stay active the way you are. That's wonderful. That's terrific. Okay.
Yeah.
Gary, thank you for that thoughtful email.
Yep.
Oh, no, Dr. Hoffman, it's another poo-poo on vitamins article.
Uh-oh.
Lisa.
No, I thought they stopped doing that.
Yeah, well, it's going to continue. Lisa says, this article ran yesterday. Of course, I find it pretty narrow in any detail.
Where did it run?
As before, I've seen these types of articles surface from time to time. I can't help thinking Big Pharma is behind it. This is WCNC. A Charlotte, North Carolina doctor says, over-the-counter supplements linked to liver failure and death.
There's an element of truth to that. Is like some really weird supplements that you can buy at a gas station. You know,
where, don't buy your sushi there either. By the way,
your male potency, you know, whatever.
Uh-huh.
They could have some crazy stuff in them.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And what those outliers besmirch the entire industry. You know,
they do.
So yes, rarely that could be the case, but that's just, he's rehashing some old stuff. You know, it's that the kind of thing you saw in Consumer Reports in the 90s. You know,
yeah, and they're touting again that the supplement industry is not regulated.
Well, that's the other mantra.
That's the other mantra.
Yeah,
and some disinformation there as well. And
disgruntled doctor who's angry at the fact that these stupid people are taking supplements in this instead of just taking their medications,
Okay. Many of these cases, it's 50 to 100 cases throughout the world, and the only
52 cases throughout the world?
Yeah, 50 to 100 cases throughout the world, and the only identifiable factor is that specific supplement. Well, let's compare that to the amount of drug-related deaths. I'm talking prescription.
Hundreds of thousands.
So when you compare that, what are we really talking about?
Properly taken.
Not overdosing, not misdosing, not anything like that. Proper dosing.
There's a situation where instead of giving you, 10 milligrams, they give you, 100 milligrams. That's like a one-digit error. There's some kind of computer entry problem and they vastly overdose you. That's one form of error. But people who take the stuff regularly, who end up with all kinds of, liver failure and kidney failure and yada, 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 yada.
Right.
Over-the-counter stuff. So, it proves my point. Plus, this is a worldwide statistic.
Yeah.
So there's some
crazy
countries out there where you can buy all kinds of crappy stuff that you can't buy here.
Exactly. that will be tainted, that will have other
moral of the story
problems.
I do not think you should buy, male enhancement supplements. Mm-hmm. I really think that that's a hype. I personally do.
Mm-hmm.
The only one that is of any value is these nitric oxide things, like Berkeley Life,
which may
have the consequence that it has a bit of a Viagra-like effect. But I'm not saying it's mm-hmm. more for circulatory enhancement. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is, taking crazy like hair things. And the other thing is these athletic supplements. I mean, my God, these things have like weird chemicals in them, they're like stimulants and things like that. So I don't think that there's some magic, athletic performance enhancers.
Yeah.
And by the same token, there's a lot of weight loss supplements that may be laced with medications, dangerous medications.
A lot of it is amphetamine as well.
And if you notice, I never advertise weight loss supplements or male enhancement supplements.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that there's too much hype.
Exactly.
And there's a danger of some illicit ingredients getting in there.
Right.
Right.
So that's important to note. I'm not a big fan of weight loss supplements. There is no such thing. There are things to help you with a little bit of metabolic enhancement.
I think that doctor.
But really, it's what you eat.
That doctor in North Carolina is just embarrassing himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
unfortunate.
Shame on him. Shame on him.
Shame on him, and shame on the people who printed this nonsense.
And again, is there an agenda? I don't know. Is there some sort of centralized, PR office that keeps beating the drum incessantly on behalf of the pharmaceutical industry?
Yes. The answer is yes.
I don't know if there's like some organized cabal which is trying to imbue, that's a conspiracy theory that I can actually
get behind. Oh, my goodness. Oh, but it's true. But Lisa, thank you for bringing this to our attention. And we have to be ever vigilant about, dispelling myths about supplements.
Yeah.
Yeah. 50 to 100 cases a year. Really? Of what?
Worldwide.
We want to know what worldwide. And meanwhile, 200,000 at least are dying from taking your regular, correctly prescribed medication.
I would say that there's vastly more problems and injuries associated with high chairs.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
I'm serious.
Yeah, high chairs. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right. Right. There's more injury. Yeah, that's got to fall on the lowest of anything.
Yeah.
Walking down the street.
Lightning strikes.
Mm-hmm. Lightning strikes. I think more people are struck by lightning, in fact. Over the course of a year.
Big time.
Yeah. All right. We have an email from Clarabelle. Beautiful name, Clarabelle. Mm-hmm. Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm following you since the 90s on the radio.
Okay.
I moved to Florida 18 years ago. I have devastated news. I'm a 56-year-old healthy female, no medication, and I need your advice. I had a hysterectomy, and they found sarcoma in the uterus, which spread to the ovaries. It was stage 2 cancer.
Right.
Oncologists did a CT scan and blood test. It all looks normal.
So just for our listening audience, fibroids are a benign form of growth that rarely can be
cancer.
Sarcomatous, be a metastatic cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of these unfortunate situations where there was some sarcoma,
which
is a muscle and connective tissue cancer.
She's concerned because the treatment with chemo radiation doesn't really change.
Sometimes referred to as leiomyosarcoma.
Leiomyosarcoma, okay.
As opposed to leiomyofibroma, which is the fibroid.
Which is the fibroid itself, which would be benign, in other words. The chemo radiation doesn't really change the prognosis of a 60% recurrency.
Right.
What can I do to prevent a recurrence of cancer?
I'm going to be quite frank. I don't style myself an integrative oncologist with, magical formulas to combat cancer. Sarcoma is a real challenge, and sarcoma usually occurs, it happens to young individuals, is responsible for amputations a lot in young children and adolescents, young people. because its only way of spreading is to cut it out, and it sometimes requires repeat surgeries. It doesn't really respond that well to chemo, although there are some experimental chemo regimens. There's some experimental immunotherapy regimens. Immunotherapy is getting better and better.
Mm-hmm.
What I would suggest is that they get a sample of the tissue, match it, analyze it genetically, and match it to some promising immunotherapies. Because right now it's not come back. She's fine. But in the event that it comes back, rather than using destructive chemo, which might not, you know, do the trick, use a targeted immunotherapy, which could be kind of a lock and key for the genetics of that cancer.
Mm.
Now, as to supplements, I mean, there are many anti-cancer supplements.
Mushrooms.
You know, green tea, blah, 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 you know.
Green
tea,
mushroom.
But I'm not going to tell you that those things work against that.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Could a ketogenic diet work in the court, you know, when this,
it wouldn't
when this
hurt.
Occurs? It might have it might starve the cancer.
Yeah. It wouldn't hurt.
It might have a beneficial effect.
Right.
High dose IV vitamin C, that's another possibility.
Yeah.
That seems to improve the prognosis of cancer patients.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough, scenario, I will admit. You know, we have more plausible natural therapies for men's prostate cancer.
Yeah.
I think there's some evidence that certain agents work against breast cancer. Not only mm-hmm. breast cancer is very variegated. There's a lot of different subtypes of breast cancer. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, I got to say there's no slam dunk holistic protocol for sarcoma.
It's about keep yourself well. It's about give your immune system the best chance. Keep your blood sugars within normal ranges so you're not feeding
mm-hmm. Exercise
a potential
may be
cancer.
Beneficial.
Yes.
Because
it's like taking metformin. Oh, maybe take metformin.
Metformin may be active against this cancer. We don't know.
We don't know.
But it's not a bad thing to take as an anti-cancer agent. I have a lot of our patients with breast cancer and prostate cancer taking metformin.
Yeah.
Because there's some demonstrable effects.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamin D may have some anti- you know, these very,
oh,
there's
yeah.
some things that
keep your vitamin D level
done,
up.
But, you know,
keep your vitamin D levels up, absolutely.
You know, what I would suggest is you see a, you know, holistic or naturopathic oncologist. There are some.
Yeah.
And, you know, consult with them mm-hmm. and see if they can augment your preventive program.
Right, right. One name comes to mind, Liz Al Schuler in Arizona.
Yep.
She's a naturopathic doctor. If you want to find one closer
to you. But you know what's interesting is she was... She kind of wrote the textbook on that, but there's a whole branch of naturopathic medicine, and they're well-trained, and they go to conferences which are rigorous. I mean, a lot of people think that, you know, and claim that naturopaths are utter quacks, but they're...
No way. They're rock stars.
The rigorousness of many of their conferences, especially when they're doing naturopathic oncology, because they know that they're going to be faulted for being too woo-woo.
Mm-hmm.
They try to make it really evidence-based.
Mm-hmm. And well, they're a real threat to the cancer industry. Sorry, I can't help it.
Yep.
I can't help it.
Well,
you know.
I think their whole approach is they're willing to work with conventional oncologists, and mm-hmm. oncologists should be very happy to get their support.
Yes.
You know, because it's not like they're saying eschew conventional therapies. They're in naturopathic medicine now is not in opposition to conventional therapies.
No, it's supportive.
It's
supportive for
integrative and complementary.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the best way to go.
Yeah.
Claribel, you could also go to acam.org, acam.org, to find a physician near you
mm-hmm.
who could be a naturopath.
And Florida is full of them.
Yeah.
However, Florida, I mean, it's a mixed bag, you know, results may vary. There's some people who make outlandish claims, especially in a place where there's a lot of elderly sick people.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to find somebody who has got a good reputation and does quality work.
Right. I know anybody who comes to see me about cancer and keeping themselves well. A ketogenic diet is one of the things that I discuss
mm-hmm.
at length, especially if they've come from a lifetime of poor eating habits, anything like that. Or at the very least, get the sugar out of your diet. Make sure that you're living well, that you're sleeping well, that
There's a reason that PET scans are based on sugar. That sugar goes right to the cancer and it lights up.
Mm-hmm.
So deprive mm-hmm. the cancer of its sustenance.
Get enough sleep. Melatonin is another very important.
I would definitely prescribe melatonin because
we're talking 20 milligrams is the standard dose for cancer, not for sleep.
For prostate cancer, gynecological cancers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, so there's some ideas. You know, again, I'm not going to promise you a rose garden on that.
Right. 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 Best of luck to you, Claribel. Thank you very much.
Time for a quick, is there such a thing as a quick question?
I don't have a quick question because the next one will be lengthy and I think we should save it for next time.
Let's save it for next time.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, you know, until next week, when we may learn more about COVID-19 and the direction that it takes, will it be a flash in the pan? Or will it spread its tentacles to, you know, all five continents? We don't know. At this present time. It sort of hangs in the balance right now. And it, you know, it's so interesting. This year, 2020, we have a very interesting scenario developed. We don't know whether in a few months we'll be hit with a very devastating pandemic that at the very least threatens the world economy and may threaten the health of millions, or whether it'll just dissipate and die out as many of these things have.
Yeah.
We also don't know who will be the president of the United States at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. It hangs in the balance. And the predictions are as wildly fluctuating as the predictions about this virus. You know, on one hand, the virus is nothing, or the virus is like a world-ending, you know, apocalyptic event. And on the one hand, we have predictions like Donald Trump is done. He doesn't have a chance. Or versus like he is absolutely unassailable. It's a schizophrenic time. You don't know who to, you know, what news to,
we're gonna have to wait and
listen
see.
To.
Yeah.
So it's gonna, you know, the Chinese curse, may you live in interesting times. It is certainly coming to the fore in 2020.
It really is, isn't it?
Yep.
And on that note.
On that positive note,
thank you for tuning in thank you for downloading these podcasts.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. We surpassed the 7 million download threshold.
Wow.
And that's pretty amazing. And, you know, hopefully, you know, by year's end, we'll chalk up another million or so downloads. We really appreciate it. Thank you, Layla.
Thanks, Dr. Hoffman.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is our weekly Q&A with Layla, Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.